Go.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel ordered new evacuations in Rafah, the southern city, and Gaza is considered the Palestinian territory's last refuge. That's forcing tens of thousands of people to move as the military prepares to press closer to the city's crowded center. More than half of Gaza's population has been sheltering in Rafah. Israel's defying growing criticism from close ally the United States and others. The U.S. says Israel's use of U.S. arms likely violated international law, but the evidence is incomplete. Details from VOA's Alexis Strobe.
The Biden administration says Israel's use of U.S.-provided weapons in Gaza likely violated international humanitarian law, but the administration says wartime conditions in the Palestinian territory prevented U.S. officials from determining that for certain in specific airstrikes. The administration's findings of, quote, reasonable evidence to conclude that its ally had breached international law in its conduct of the war in Gaza represent the strongest such statement from Biden officials. The findings were released to Congress on Friday. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
AP correspondent Jennifer King reports U.S. special operations face both force cutbacks and the need for high-tech skills.
U.S. Special Operations Command are having to do more with less as they face general U.S. military cutbacks, taking with them lessons from the war in Ukraine. Leaders of the commandos deployed for sensitive missions and counterterrorism want to add more high-tech experts to their teams while still cutting overall forces by 5,000 troops over the next 5 years. In an AP interview, Special Operations Commander General Brian Fenton says they're eyeing plans to increase the size of Green Beret teams to add technical ability, like computer experts who could reprogram drones on the fly. Some changes under consideration are influenced by what the U.S. is learning from partners like Britain's Royal Forces as they help Ukraine's military battle Russia.
This is VOA News. The Russian Defense Ministry says Moscow's forces have captured five villages in a renewed ground assault in northeastern Ukraine. Associated Press journalists in the city describe multiple buildings destroyed after Russian airstrikes and barrages of Grad rockets. The villages lie in a contested gray zone on the border of Ukraine's Kharkiv region in Russia. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says fighting was still ongoing in various settlements. Flash floods from unusually heavy seasonal rains in Afghanistan have killed more than 300 people and destroyed over 1,000 houses, according to the UN Food Agency. The World Food Program said it was distributing fortified biscuits to the survivors of one of the many floods that hit Afghanistan over the last few weeks, mostly the northern province of Baghlan, which bore the brunt of the deluges Friday. In neighboring Takhar province, state-owned media outlets reported flash floods killed at least 20 people. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports Iran's hardliners have won most of the remaining seats in a parliamentary election runoff.
Asking a judge to dismiss.
Are firmly in charge after Iran's parliamentary election. Iran's hardliners have won most of the remaining seats in an election runoff to give them full control over the country's parliament. According to an Associated Press tally, the result and that of the previous vote in March gives hardliners more than 230 of the 290 seats in parliament. Authorities are so far not sharing details on the turnout. Hardliners in Iran seek more cultural and social restrictions based on Islamic Sharia, including limiting women's rights. Politicians calling for change in the country's government, known broadly as reformists, were generally barred from running in the election. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on the latest in Sean Diddy Combs' alleged rape case in New York.
He and two other men raped a 17-year-old girl in a New York recording studio in 2003. The federal court filing Friday is the latest piece of pushback against a series of lawsuits and a criminal sex trafficking investigation against the 54-year-old rapper and music mogul. In their motion to dismiss the lawsuit, Combs and his lawyers argue that a New York City law that the suit is filed under is trumped by a New York state law that makes the suit too old. The filing says the lawsuit's allegations are false. An attorney for the plaintiff says the motion is just a desperate attempt by Combs to avoid accountability. Julie Walker, New York.
You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.